Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Security forces in South Sudan shut down a prominent independent radio station and detained its news director for 4 days over its coverage of renewed fighting between government troops and anti-government rebels. It's the latest example of efforts by South Sudanese authorities to close the public space in their troubled nation and is unacceptable in a democracy. Juba-based Bakito Radio, part of a network of community radio stations sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church, was ordered off the air August 16th, and news director Osten David Nicholas held by the National Security Service until August 20th. 3 others from the radio station were also briefly held. A South Sudanese government spokesman said the station will remain off the air until officials are able to meet with managers to discuss its news coverage. The action was taken, he said, because the station had exceeded its mandate as a religious broadcasting organization, and its coverage of a recent outbreak of violence had compromised national security. The report in question was a response to a Government of South Sudan press statement concerning fighting over the weekend in Unity State. In the news report, Radio Bakita quoted a rebel statement published in the Sudan Tribune contradicting the government's version of events. Several journalists have been detained in similar incidents since the fighting started in December, creating an atmosphere that human rights groups have described as one of fear and intimidation. The United States is monitoring the situation closely and has made its concerns known about restrictions to the freedoms of expression and association in South Sudan. We urge the government to respect fundamental freedoms and to fully adhere to its international obligations and commitments and constitutional guarantees.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.